that's why it'll never work. You'll have me suicidal, suicidal, suicidal.
Sean Kingston on that Namibia's Heart and Soul with Beautiful Girls. We also checked out Oxlade with Kula Kulosa, and then Burna Boy with Las Las. I didn't even know, by the way, that Sean Kingston was apparently cancelled. I had no idea. I was out in my head. I was just like, it's a vast yoga. But anyway, sharp, Beautiful Girls. Cancel, yeah. Baba. Don't play. As we cancel in this day and age.
Cancel culture.
Especially if you're up to what society perceives as immoral.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anyway, speaking of cancellation and just like the streets and these personalities, what's happening, girl?
Yes. So, quite a number of things actually. Now over the weekend, your favorite popular kwaito and gospel singer Samuel Gonji, previously known as Konja, will always be known as Konja. Sorry. We're a little bit dissatisfied after the singer was heard insulting fans while he was performing at a popular lounge in Valfus on Saturday. Now, he was performing the song "The Yellow Boxer." And yeah, so that happened, right? So now the thing is, like, this headline has been trending over the past few days and so forth. But people are saying that, sort of like, you know, articles and things that are out there are misleading people who don't understand the language.
And you know what, and I saw that. Like, yeah. I saw that. Because unless, honestly speaking, unless, and I was thinking about that, Shekwan.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the reporter did not post the full video.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe where he continues saying some other things, mm-hmm. where he actually does insult.
Yeah.
But then I ask, okay, but why not go back to the post and see that the video actually has no insults?
Yeah,
and then load the video that has insults. Mm-hmm. This is just pure speculation on my end. I'm just thinking, why would your caption be that?
If the context is not that.
It's not that.
Yeah. So, obviously, he was misspeaking in Oshwambo, right?
Yeah.
So, a lot of people are saying all they hear is the guy telling one of the fans or people who are at the club or whatever it is to move her drink.
Yeah.
Or don't put your glass here, whatever it is. Like, you know, I'm performing. I might actually just kick it off or, you know, spill it over or whatever it is, you know? So I don't know if the person who probably even reported on this doesn't understand. And just maybe, because you know what it is, this video didn't come from the reporter. It was contributed, from my understanding. It was contributed by someone who was in the pub or the lounge or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the situation right now. A lot of people are definitely coming to his defense, saying that he was not insulting anybody. All he is saying is just remove your glass here. Because, you know, when you actually look at the video, he's like standing in the middle of so many people in the lounge,
right? He's like standing on a counter or something.
It looks like a counter, but like a very small space to also move around.
Yeah.
So if someone is standing on a place like that and they're performing and they're moving around and dancing and all of these things, you put your glass there, girl.
Like,
really?
You know, so, like, what do you expect, dude?
So that is what happened. So people are calling for these things to be retracted and apologize to Mdakataka because he deserves it.
It's a bit odd for me, man. It's a bit odd. I think the Namibian needs to explain it, because again, if it was contributed, Shekwan, right? Nowhere near in that caption does it say, okay, Samuele said in response to, you know, what has been alleged to him, his response was A, B, C, and D. So right of reply is also absent from that report. It is worth noting, though, that we personally, as Fresh Breakfast, we did try to get hold of Samuele. Calls went unanswered, but we'll keep trying to hear his side of the story.
Absolutely. Why not? And then also in other news, Tory Lanez, man. Tory Lanez is back in the booth. He's back, and this time around, it's not even to state his case, to appeal, to Vatsakhutar. It's to appear to be sentenced.
Yo.
In case you missed it, now Tory Lanez was arrested. There was a shooting that happened in 2020 in July. There was a big party happening in Hollywood. Everybody came out or whatever it is. And people had a lot to drink and one thing happened and then the next and then the next. It was just like a lot that happened that night. So prosecutors want the judge to sentence Tory Lanez to at least 13 years behind bars.
1-3.
Yep.
Whew.
Although he is obviously seeking a shorter sentence, but let this also just be a reminder that, man, listen, there is obviously repercussions to your actions. So don't let your emotions rule you, man, or like, you know, even like control you, if you will, where just the worst happens. Look at this man's career all gone up in smoke. Like, there is, man, yeah. But also, let's not overlook the fact that he already has a long sheet of a lot of. Just, he's been arrested a lot of times. Robbery, it's a lot, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're looking to sentence him for 13 years. So right now we're just waiting word to hear that. Oh, sharp. No, he has been sentenced for 13 years.
It is difficult when you have previous encounters with the law. It is difficult. I mean, the tiniest thing.
Very difficult.
I mean, if you were convicted before, or if you had, you know, skirmishes with the law. And now today, Shikwan, you get a traffic fine, and you go back again to court. 30 years. Then you're wondering, oh, but it was just a traffic fine. No, dude.
No,
it's your record.
Yeah, it's your record that definitely plays a major role, man. So whatever it is that you're doing now, don't think that you can just easily shake some things off. It's not the case, hey. Mm. But then also in other news, Kim Kardashian. I bring her up because there's also something great that she really does. She does reach out to, or she has a platform basically, where, you know, people who are incarcerated can actually reach out to her, especially if they feel that they've been wrongly incarcerated.
Oh, snap.
And so forth. And she's actually released a couple of people with the help of a legal team and all of those things, paying for lawyer fees and all of that. So Kim Kardashian right now is being slammed by C murder victim's family. And so it seems like there's someone else that has reached out basically to Kim to ask them to, I mean, to ask her and her team to release him and all of those things. And now Kim has posted about this, like, on her social media, saying that there's just no remaining evidence that even suggests that Corey Miller, you know, committed the crime and all of these things, man, you know? So now the families of the victim, obviously, are slamming her, saying that you can't release someone who took the life of one of our own, you know? So yeah, that is definitely something that is still developing, but I think that's all that's happening on the streets right now.
Thank you so much, Kwan. We appreciate you. It's 9:23. When we get back, we will have a conversation with someone who runs a very important person's diary. Amai, she's the acting executive secretary. Like, you can do whatever you want, you must go through her.
Yeah, absolutely.
How dare you? Because you know, we like those things of most calling the person themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but your secretary, okay, the guy will just direct you back.
Yeah, because he doesn't manage his own diary.
Sinje.
Yeah.
So we're going to hear from her. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Hey there, football fans. Are you ready to unleash your fantasy Premier League skills?